Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Today we're going to talk about the best membership and learning tool plugins for WordPress. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Membership sites and LMS sites are becoming more and more popular. And so if you're building websites for clients, you're definitely going to need to be familiar with them so that you can, you know, kind of jumpstart your decision making when you need to actually purchase and start building.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, the more and more we get into the digital realm, the more people realize that they can productize skills that they have in their everyday life, real life experience. And, you know, and so they want to teach, they want to share. And the reality is that people want to learn. They want to know how to do something that they enjoy to do. So, and they're willing to pay for it. So, yeah, you know, we've come up with a list of four tools that we think are fantastic that we recommend you check out. We're going to link to a blog post that we've written, you know, that will give you a you know, more granular detail view. We're just going to give a high level view of these four plugins, why we like them and why some of the benefits are and stuff. And you want to start us off, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is a membership plugin, and I would say it's more of a membership platform because of everything you can do with it. It is fully featured, and it is MemberPress. And I would say it's definitely one of the most popular, if not the most popular, out there. It is very robust, has everything that you can imagine for running a membership site. So in terms of being able to do dripped content, being able to restrict content, so you can restrict pages, posts, custom post types, etc. You can run different promotions with discount codes and coupons, trial periods. It is definitely the works, you know, everything you can imagine. You can do affiliate marketing with it as well. So it is a full-blown membership platform, and it's definitely worth checking out if you're going to be building a membership site.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of clarify a little bit here. We're going to give you two membership, and we're going to give you two LMS platforms to talk about. And the second membership, you know, tool that we're talking about is from our good friend Pippin Williamson. They create fantastic products. Restrict Content Pro is another one. We own it. We use it. We have it on our own existing websites, Divi Space and Aspen Grove Studios, for different things. But it's also a very, very robust tool. It integrates well with platforms like Easy Digital Downloads, Affiliate Marketing, which is Affiliate WP, which are two other products that they have. It's some of the features that I like about it. They're the same developer, so they work really well together and stuff. It offers a lot of the same solutions that MemberPress does. Very robust, drip content, different membership levels, promotions, user subscription management. There's a whole list of features if you head on over to that blog post that'll kind of drill down more granular into those plugins and stuff. We've also got two LMSs, Tim. What's one of them?
Yeah, the first one is LearnDash, and it is by Justin Fairman. Very nice guy, and he created LearnDash, and it's very established LMS platform, all the features that you would expect. So being able to do different course types, being able to drip content, restrict content, you know, run different promotions and so forth, and has affiliate marketing that integrates with Affiliate WP, which is the affiliate platform David just mentioned. And it's very robust, a very good platform. I have not used it personally, but I have heard good things about it. So it's definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, I think LearnDash was one of my top two, obviously, because we wrote the blog post. And, you know, the second one that I'm going to put on here is from a good friend of ours, Chris Badgett and Thomas, who are over at Lifter LMS.
Yeah.
That is the other, you know, learning management platform. I really like it because they're very involved in the Divi community as well.
Yeah.
They support it really well and stuff. Not that Justin doesn't. And, you know, he supports the Divi as well. It's kind of hard not to support the number one WordPress theme in the world when you're a product creator. But Chris is very involved in the Divi community. It's almost like they're, you know, brothers and sisters. I don't know how to say it other than that. They, they've got a very powerful platform and stuff.
I couldn't agree more. And they have their own Facebook group for Lifter LMS users. And I'm in that group, and I'm pretty sure you are too, right, David?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. And yeah, Chris, he's constantly, you know, creating content and tutorials, post them in the group, you know, doing different polls, getting people's opinions on different features and stuff like that. So, you know, he is extremely passionate about his product and wanting to make it the best LMS platform for WordPress and, you know, listening to users. And that's really important. And again, not that Justin doesn't, I just have firsthand experience, you know, with Chris Badgett doing that. And again, he's a great guy. We met him at Pressnomics too, had lunch.
I think, you know, what makes Lifter so great is that, you know, I think in order for a product to be great, the product creator has to be passionate about that niche that product is serving. And if there's one thing that stood out to me when I met Chris Badgett originally in WordCamp Orange County a couple of years ago, was he's very passionate about learning. He loves teaching. And, you know, so he has that teacher mentor mindset. So they've just put out a fantastic product and stuff. And Justin is the same way. I mean, Justin has a fantastic product in LearnDash, two of the top, you know, in my opinion, LMSs that are on the market for WordPress today.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, Justin has a teaching background as well.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah. So it's awesome.
Well, that's our list. Tim, anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I'd probably say check out the blog post that we have linked to in the show notes on WPThePodcast.com for episode 83, the best membership and learning plugins, because the blog post has a lot of content talking about understanding what features there are when you're looking at it. Because sometimes if you're trying to decide, it's, you know, you're not sure really how to compare different platforms. And so the blog post is really thorough that David's team put together. So you kind of get an idea of what are the features, what should you be looking for so that you know how to properly compare apples to apples.
Yeah, and if you don't go over and check out the show notes, the blog post is over at divi.space.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, like Tim said, wpthepodcast.com. Make sure to check out the show notes for episode 83, and you're going to learn more than you ever wanted to know about membership and learning management systems in a blog post. Remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast. We're on whichever platform you listen to us on. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.